Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know about you. Did not have a show Friday. Did not have a show yesterday. Because Greg and Clint, we were out enjoying Labor Day weekend. Not necessarily together. That would have been awesome if that could have happened. But no. I was in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And I don't know where it was. Wherever the fish were biting, I guess, is where Clint was. But now we're back. We are with you, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. You can also email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Or you can catch me on Twitter at ringannouncer1. That's right, ringannouncer1. On the old Twitter account. Comments, questions, if you have any, get them in. We will be glad to discuss them. Because that's what this show is about. We try to be, not just a man show about sports. We try to be a show that wants to talk about a little bit of everything. And that's normally what we end up doing. You can ask all of our loyal listeners out there. They will be glad to tell you that you get Greg, you get Clint together, and they are nuttier than an outhouse rat. Yes, we are. And I won't deny it. So, call on in here. Got some good stuff to talk about. Opened a can of worms, but I was just kind of disturbed what I saw on Monday Night Raw last night. You know, maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. I never deny the fact that I'm getting old. It's just there's just some things I find intolerable. And I know they say, you know, it's just an act, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't erase what I see. It just doesn't. So, I mean, I was kind of hoping Clint would have been here. Clint Davis, my fantastic co-host, running a little bit late today. But we know Clint's going to be in here in just a little bit to partake in this situation. College football opened this past weekend. Had some Arkansas won. Arkansas defeated the Raging Cajuns. Oklahoma Sooners, they won their game. And Texas won their ball game. And I got my reasons for supporting those teams this year, which will remain unknown except only to me. We got Granny Hulkster in the house.
Hello.
Hi, Granny Hulkster.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're good. We're waiting for all the pertinent parties to get here before we open up this can of worms I think I might have opened.
Well, that's okay, you know.
Had a pleasure of seeing Granny Hulkster. She was out and about today taking care of some legal issues. And we happened to run. It was actually a nice day to just sit out there and visit. I wish we'd have had more time.
Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is, and that's okay, you know, so.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead. Clint Davis is not on the show yet. He's running a little bit late today. You know, I'm not a parent, but, you know, I kind of feel Clint's pain, but when you know, I feel his excitement when he gets to see his kids, but then I feel his pains when the kids leave. I feel his. I'm not a parent, but yet, you know, that's just one of the things that I've been robbed of in my life. Is I've not been with somebody long enough to have any kids, and I don't ever see me being with anybody long enough to have any kids. And plus, at my age, I don't know if I want to be having kids at my age.
Well, you know, Greg, I am a mom, and for 23-plus years, I was a single mom until I met my wonderful husband who I am married to now, you know. So, and
Does David know
David knows. Uh-huh. David knows about my first marriage and who, you know, Anthony's biological father, I mean, who we don't talk a lot about, you know, because for one thing, Anthony never knew him. He was too young. And, you know, unfortunately, like Clint Davis, I didn't have the problem of having to, you know, we had joint custody, and he had visitation rights, but he would never come and see Anthony when he was growing up. So, I mean, and that was his loss, you know. But,
oh, yeah.
But I understand Clint's pain, what he's had to go through, you know, through the divorce, through everything else. You know, I mean, I don't know what it's like to have, you know, have the absent parent take the child for a weekend or whatever, because I didn't have that problem. I mean, if he wanted to see Anthony, he had to have supervised visitation rights because that was what was ordered. But he chose not to do that. So I never had that problem. But I do feel Clint's pain when he gets the kids and then they have to go back to their mom. You know, I can understand his pain there, and I can feel his pain being a parent, you know, so.
Right. And see, I've always been one of those guys, and, you know, maybe I'm one of these guys that likes to look at the world through rose-colored glasses because, frankly, I work for myself, so I can do that just a little bit. But, you know, I'm one of them guys. It kills me when I hear about these parents that use the kids against the other parents. And then it kills me. It really kills me when I hear about these dads that just don't want anything to do with their kids. I mean, a perfect example is a very dear friend of mine. Her name's Lisa. She has three great sons. But unfortunately, the youngest son, his father walked out when he was being born, in the delivery room. His dad looks at Lisa and says, "I'm out of here. I don't want anything to do with this kid." And I just want to, like, choke those guys like that.
Well, you know? Okay. You know, that being said, Greg, you know, when my son was born, my husband was not even in the delivery room with me when I had Anthony. He was sitting
right
in a bar with all of his buddies drinking, and then the night that my son was born, he proceeds to tell his friends that oh, that's not my kid because he's got blonde hair. That was his excuse. So, it is what it is, be that as it may, you know, that's neither here nor there, but that was his lousy excuse of being a parent or not even stepping up to be the responsibility of being a parent.
Oh, well, and that's what I'm saying, you know. It's just that, you know, if I'm going to be responsible for making a life, I don't care how bad me and the wife hate each other, I'm going to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that kid's life. Me and the ex-wife, we can hate each other till the end of eternity, but I want to be there for the kid. I would want to do things to make it possible for me to be a part of the kid's life. You know, and fortunately, you do have some relationships that work out that way, where the couple does split up, it's amicable, and there's not issues like that. But then you get those relationships. I'm not going to say few and far between, because I hear of it happening more every day, where the dad just doesn't want to be a part of the kid's life. And I'm sitting there thinking, you loser. I mean, and that's why I respect Clint, because he is always doing things to make it possible for him to be a part of those kids' lives. And I applaud Clint. I'm going to give him a big clap right now and just say, Clint, we love you for that. Keep doing what you're doing, buddy. Get in here soon, because we got lots of stuff to talk about. Now, like I said, I kind of opened a can of worms. And so the Facebook question of the day, and Granny Hulkster already knows about this question, and so I'm just going to put it out there on the air, and I encourage people to call in, because even though your opinion might disagree with mine, you know, I'm not going to throw away our friendship over it. It's my opinion, and so it's how I feel, and I think it's repulsive. I think it's disgusting, and I don't care if it's fake. I don't care if it's real. I got a problem with WWE. As of last night, unless something miraculous happens, I will probably never watch a WWE programming ever again. After what I saw on TV last night, I will probably never watch WWE ever again, and this is why.
Do you want me to call you back?
The Facebook question is, entertainment or not, storyline or not, whatever spin you listeners want to put on it out there, do you think it is irresponsible for WWE to go around promoting an anti-bullying program and then turn around and have bullying in their wrestling storylines? I mean, I find a problem with this, because unless a parent really sits down and talks to their kids, they don't know the difference on what they see on TV and what happens in real life. It's going to take a real patient parent to be able to sit down and tell a 10-year-old that, hey, little Bobby, these guys are really friends. You could tell them that till you're blue in the face, but when they sit there seeing them beat the crap out of each other two or three nights a week, what do you think they're going to believe? You know, unless the kid just has super IQ, Big Bang Theory intelligence, what do you really think the kids are going to believe? Granny Hulkster, give me your opinion.
Well, you know, you and I briefly talked about this when I saw you earlier this afternoon, and I am in total agreement. I mean, you know, WWE promotes this anti-bullying campaign for how long now? I mean, how long have they been promoting this anti-bullying campaign?
Two or three years now.
Okay, and I agree with what you're saying. Okay, if they're going to promote such a big campaign like anti-bullying, like it's wrong to pick on kids, it's wrong to tease kids, and the reason why I feel so strong about this is because my son did get bullied when he was in school. I mean, all through his years of school, he got bullied, he got picked on, he got teased, he got beat up a couple of times, you know, and nobody did anything about it. So if a big company or a big promotion like WWE is going to stress to these kids at the school, parents, whatever that it may be, they're going to stress that, you know, hey, this is wrong. But when you go and you're putting a wrestler, well, for example, Dolph Ziggler and Big Show, I mean, last week they had to have a handicap match, you know, and they were facing each of their matches, they were facing 3-on-1. They were both facing the Shield. Well, now we all know Triple H has hired the Shield or whatever, you know, to be bodyguards, security, whatever you want to call them.
Enforcers.
You know, enforcers. You know, they're down there by the ring, and he's forcing somebody like Big Show to sit a whole entire night, and if he steps 1 foot in that ring, he's going to be fired. Well, Friday night wasn't a perfect example. You know, Daniel Bryan got beat up by the Shield. The referee rang the bell. Big Show finally had enough. He got in the ring, and Hunter made him leave. I mean, he made him go back to the back. I mean, the Big Show was in tears. Okay, you're talking not only physical bullying, you're talking verbal bullying, and you're talking mental bullying. And to me, WWE is contradicting themselves. If
exactly.
They're going to stress that, if they're going to stress that to these kids and these schools all over the country where they travel and parents and everything like that, and I know people are going to say, okay, it's the storyline, you know, it makes a good storyline, it's good for business. Okay, now I'm sorry, when somebody is getting bullied, I don't care who it is, that is not good for business. When somebody is getting bullied, when somebody's getting picked on, I mean, you take a child, you know, they're gonna try to do this to their friends. They're gonna try to do this little brother, little sister. They're gonna jump off the back of their couch and try to body slam somebody or elbow drop somebody, and these kids could get hurt because, like you said, they don't know any better. But that's that too is Granny's opinion.
And I agree with you, you know, and I even posted this comment on ProWrestling.com, you know, and there's some people that tend to agree with me, but the fact that even though it is just storyline, kids are seeing this. And here's just a perfect example. You know, yeah, they tell kids, don't try this stuff at home, it's fake. But yet, over the years...
These guys have been trained professionally to do this. Don't try this on your best friend at home. Don't try this on your brother or your sister. You know, these guys have been professionally trained to do this. Well, okay, that's fine. But, for example, let's say that some of these kids that they've talked to... Because I know kids watch WWE. I know a lot of kids that watch Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. I know a lot of kids that do that. Okay, you take these kids. Let's say they're in a town where maybe they have talked to some of these kids at the school and say, oh, yeah, that wrestler was there, and he said not to beat up on people. But yet he sees that particular wrestler, or maybe that particular wrestler is the one that's being bullied.
Exactly.
By another wrestler. They're going to say, wait a minute. They just told us that it's not okay. It's not cool to do that. It's not okay to do that. And look what they're doing. Or look what they did to Daniel Bryan or Dolph Ziggler or Big Show. And I'm just using those names because here lately, especially Daniel Bryan, he's been the one that's been getting picked on the most. Because he's not good for business, as they say.
Oh, exactly. And you know, and that's the point I'm getting, and that was the point I was about to get at. They say don't try this at home, and I agree with what you said. But you listen to the news. How many kids over the last 5, 6, 10 years have been killed because they've tried something they've seen on wrestling?
Exactly.
You know, there's been the 3 or 4 that we might have heard on the news, but what about the 10, 15, 50, hundreds that we haven't heard that didn't get on the news?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the bullying is the same way. You know, and I'm just going to throw this out there for all you people out there that says this is just storyline, WWE is just storyline, the anti-bullying, you know, I want to hear you all say it's just storyline when little Bobby or little Cindy comes home all beat up because the bully in class said they weren't going to get, he was going to do that if they didn't do this. Then I want to hear you say it's just WWE storyline. Okay? I mean, I just think it's total, and I can't even stand to call him Triple H right now. Paul Levesque, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, his wife, you know, you guys need to be held accountable. Because you're going around traveling the country, you know, talking about, you know, don't bully people. But then these same kids are turning around on TV, seeing you verbally abusing, physically abusing. You're telling Big Show he's going to get fired if he doesn't punch Daniel Bryant. You're telling Dolph Ziggler he's going to get fired if he doesn't do this. Et cetera. So all you people out there that are listening to my show, and I'm about to go back on the same pro wrestling website and put the same comment I'm about to make right now, I want to hear your response. I want to hear your reactions when little Cindy or little Bobby come home without their Nike tennis shoes, without their Adidas sports jackets, because the big bully in class said, give me that jacket or else I'm going to beat you up. 9 times out of 10, the bully in class is going to give him the jacket and he's still going to beat him up. I've been a victim of that when I was in school. You know, I gave the kid the $3 I had, lunch money I had in my pocket, and I still got the crap beat out of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear this crap that it's just storyline, because a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, a 12-year-old little kid, they can't differentiate what's real and what's storyline. Because I guarantee you, there's not a whole lot of parents that has the patience to sit down with them and explain to them that this is all fake, what you see on TV. And I do, mm-hmm. and I also guarantee you that no parent, unless they're homeschooling their kid, is going to be with their kids 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. where they don't get exposed to this, you know. So anyway, hey, Clint's in the guest room.
Hey!
At least he's made it that far, ladies and gentlemen.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a Clint Davis sighting in the chat room.
Hey!
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a Clint Davis sighting on the Greg Squirrel Show. Phil Metal Man.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up?
Hi, Clint.
Hi.
We're having a good conversation, buddy.
I have not had a very good weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had a guy that we grew up with who was murdered over the weekend, and it's not been very good for anybody involved.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, you know, I haven't seen the guy in probably, I don't know, 13, 14 years, whatever, but it's never easy. You know, this is the second person this year that we've lost out of my graduating class, and the other one was earlier this year, and she died of breast cancer. So that was tragic.
Well, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody down there in the Roland area. Thoughts and prayers go out to Clint. You know, I know what you mean. People you haven't seen in high school, but you still consider them friends and all that. So I definitely know how you feel.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard watching, you know, my friends go through this. You know, the ones that were close to him. It's hard. It's hard to watch this.
Yeah, you just want to reach out to them and just take them in your arms and all this stuff. So,
yeah,
so, definitely. Have you been listening to the conversation me and Granny Hulkster's been having?
No, and I'm sorry to bring that to the table, but I haven't. I just now got on. I got back home and I just now turned the show on.
Well, me and Granny Hulkster are both severely disgusted at the WWE.
All right.
I didn't
get a chance to watch Raw last night, so I don't know what's going on.
And if you go on ProWrestling.com and click on the story about Cody Rhodes, you'll kind of get an idea of what we're talking about.
I am so glad that he shaved his mustache.
Yes.
He is not disguised as a young boy anymore.
No. But, you know, me and Granny Hulkster, and, I mean, we know it's all part of the storyline and everything, but yet it's still bullying. And here is a Fortune 500 company going around promoting anti-bullying campaign, and yet they're bullying people on their wrestling show.
Last night, was there more?
Oh,
was there more bullying?
Oh yes. I mean, for example, Cody Rhodes had to face Randy Orton, and if he lost to Randy Orton, he was going to be fired. Well, of course, Cody Rhodes lost his match. So right before his wedding's supposed to take place, Triple H fires him.
His wedding.
The big show. Yeah, I guess Cody Rhodes getting married in a few days, and now Cody Rhodes is not part of the WWE anymore.
Boo.
The big show was
in the storylines. In the storylines.
The big show. Well, first of all, Stephanie came out and talked to the big show, called the big show out to the ring, and told him in front of the WWE universe, in front of all the TV program, you know, you're broke. You have to do what's best for business. You have to do the right thing. Bringing his family into the picture. He was forced to have a match against Daniel Bryant. He didn't want to go that route. And then that's where Stephanie steps in because of a Big Show being her friend all these years of her growing up in the back, you know, behind the scenes. You know, Big Show was one of her friends, and she says, I'll talk to him, blah, 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 you know, and just putting out the dirty laundry out there basically about how broke he was, bringing his family. You know, you have to think of your family. You have to think of yourself. You know, you're broke, Paul. You have no money to live on. You've made bad investments over the years. You made bad choices. You know, people don't need to hear that, first of all.
No.
I mean, you know, verbally, you know, mentally abusing, you know, bullying, mentally bullying, whatever. So he was forced to face Daniel Bryan last night. Well, of course, the Shield, you know, came down and tried to interfere like always, you know, and Big Show was going to walk away. And Triple H comes down there and tells him to get back in that ring, and he said, I want you to punch him out. Well, of course, he went to punch Triple H out, and of course, Stephanie intercedes and stands between Big Show and Triple H. So he punches Daniel Bryan out, not very hard, but he punches him out and he leaves. You know, because he was forced to do that. You know, and then the way it ended, Randy Orton standing on Daniel Bryan's chest after getting beat up by the Shield, and he's standing on Daniel Bryan's chest holding his championship belt up in the air, and that's how Monday Night Raw ended.
Wow.
But what we were talking about how they promote this anti-bullying campaign in the schools, but yet they're treating Daniel Bryan like this, they're treating Dolph Ziggler, Big Show, just to name a few, you know, making them wrestle handicap matches 3-1. You know, to me that's contradicting what WWE is supposed to be expressing to these kids that they talk to. Because, I mean, like I told Greg, my son got bullied when he was in school. I got bullied when I was in school, you know? I mean, you know, and suppose they're in a town doing a show where they've talked to these kids, and wait a minute, these kids say, wait a minute, they told me, it, you know, don't beat up on people because that's not cool, that's not right to do, but yet they turn around and they're bullying Daniel Bryan, they're bullying Dolph Ziggler, they're bullying Big Show. I mean, they're even bullying Cody Rhodes, for that matter. So.
They're bullying guys that have never even been heard of yet. You know, I mean, that's what Ryback's been doing. I've been preaching this for weeks.
Mhm.
That's exactly what I say.
And it's like Granny Hulkster said, just because you don't come home beat up, there's still mental bullying, there's still verbal bullying and stuff. Bullying just doesn't have to do with putting your hands on somebody, you know. I mean, and yet for WWE to be taking this route, how one day they're saying, you know, don't bully, you know, blah, 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 blah. But then that night on TV, you see Triple H getting in, like Granny Hulkster said, you see Triple H getting in Big Show's face and says, you need to think about your family, blah, 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 blah. If you don't knock out Daniel Bryan, you're fired. You know, that's mental bullying right there. And that is just as dangerous as physical bullying. And it's like I told Granny Hulkster when we came on the air, I will be very surprised until something drastically changes, I will be very surprised if I ever watch WWE again.
Yeah, I'm out on the whole deal. I don't even know why I've got it on my DVR, but I just, you know, I haven't watched it. So I don't even know if I will now after hearing about this.
Yeah, and you know, and I went on ProWrestling.com, and you know I'm mad at somebody when I don't even call him by his character name. I called Paul Levesque and Stephanie Levesque out on ProWrestling.com.
Do it.
And, you know, and everybody says, oh, it's just storyline. It's just storyline. Well, I want to hear people say it's just storyline. You know, how would you feel, Clint, if Lily came home without her Nike tennis shoes because the class bully said, I'm going to beat you up if you don't give me your tennis shoes? How would you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, and that's what I've been talking about. I would be absolutely livid. I would be out of my mind, and that's why I don't like the storyline. You know, they're sending the wrong message, you know, to kids who are being bullied, and they're sending the wrong message to kids who are doing the bullying.
Thank you, sir. We got three thumbs up right here on the Greg Skrull Show. By the way, I paid you an ultimate compliment, young man.
You did.
Yes, I did.
I was just
talking to Granny Hulkster, you know, and it kind of got me thinking about this anti-bullying stuff, because I feel the emotional roller coasters that you go through every time your kids come to see you. You're excited. You're happier than a kid with a new toy. But then I feel the down when they have to go home.
Yeah.
And I mean, Clint Davis, you have my utmost respect, my partner, because you do the right things. You're trying to do the right thing so you can be as much a part of those kids' life as you can. And young man, I respect you, and I wish some of these deadbeat dads out there that don't want to be a part of their kids' life, I wish they would come up against you someday.
And I have a lot of respect for you, too, what you do for your kids, what you sacrifice for your kids.
I was telling Greg,
I mean, you know, when I went through my divorce, you know, I mean, I was a single mom for 23-plus years before I met David, you know, who I'm married to now. And, you know, he's been more of a father to Anthony more than my ex-husband could ever dream of being. I mean, just a little example, the night that I was in the delivery room giving birth to my son, he was sitting in a bar with all of his friends drinking his beer. And then when he finally found out that I had the baby, he says, "Oh, there's no way that could be that my baby because that kid's got blonde hair." That was
That's
his
crazy.
Excuse. You know, but that's what I'm saying, Clint. I admire you as a dad because you do everything you can possibly do for those kids. I know, even though I've never met your kids and I've only talked to Lily a couple of times on the phone, you do what you do for your kids, because you love them. And you want to be a good dad to them, and I admire you for that, and I respect you for that, my friend. So you have Granny's respect on that end, too.
I really, really, really appreciate that. You know, I mean, I do what I think every dad should do. I can't understand dads that don't do, you know, what I do. I mean, I don't think I do anything big or bad or awesome or anything like that. I just do what's best for my kids, and that's all.
And that's the thing I respect the most is because it's, you know, it's like I was, you know, it's like Granny Hulkster has expressed, I've expressed, there's a lot of dads out there that could care less about their kids.
That's sad.
And it's very sad. And those kids, I just want to get a big school bus or a big charter bus, go pick up about 100 of these kids and take them to Kansas City to Worlds of Fun or to St. Louis for Six Flags for a day. And just say, "Hey, kids, this is what real men do. Real men take you kids and have fun, you know."
Or take them to Strike King in Kansas.
Take them to Strike King. Hey. Wow, nice segue.
Yes, Strike King, Kansas City, coming up, right?
Yeah. Oh, we're just a few weeks away. The countdown is on October 5th. Is the date, and there's actually been a slight change.
No.
But it's still going down.
All right.
There's just been a slight, there's been a change in the venue. The venue is now going to be the Camelot Ballroom, 6635 West 151st Street in Overland Park, Kansas, which is a burb of Kansas City.
Going to the burbs.
And this makes it even more important, ladies and gentlemen, because similar to the upcoming Extreme Fighting Night of Champions, very limited seating.
Extreme Night of Champions.
Extreme Night of Champions. Very limited seating. So if you want your tickets to this event, we highly recommend you getting on Strike King. Go to their website, get their tickets. We got pretty much a lot of the fight card right here. So let's just run down the fight card because I know you'll recognize some of these Clints from the show that you come to. Colby Fletcher out of Muskogee, Oklahoma is going to be taking on Ashley Burns out of Nashville, Tennessee. That's in the 122-pound weight division. Manuel Gregory out of Kansas City taking on Matt Morgan out of Wichita, Kansas. Marcus Moore out of Kansas City going to take on Josh Griekspoor out of Wichita. Marquita Wilder going to take on Antronita Frierson out of Nashville,
Uh-oh.
Tennessee. Kenny Hoffman is going to take on Devin Weber. Kevin Rayford out of Oklahoma City going to take on Amari Boyd. James London taking on Anthony Guerrero. I just like saying Guerrero.
That's
you
a
know,
warrior.
I got a new crush now, by the way.
Shaw Guerrero?
Excuse me?
Vicky,
yes.
How's that a new crush, man? She's been out forever.
Yeah, but I kind of stumbled on some new pictures of her that kind of made me she wasn't naked. They were not naked pictures. But it just kind of made me reevaluate. Yeah. Anyway, back to this card. That's another subject for another time. Wes Wassmer taking on George Franklin out of Dallas. Here's a name you're going to recognize, Clint. Matt, the Wolfman Howell. He's going to be taking on Mark Tomlinson out of Kansas City. Get this one. And I may mess this name up, but the guy's from Morocco, so you can understand. Adil Benjelani. Adil Benjelani from Morocco. Going to take on.
That?
No. That was fresh cold right there. DJ Sisalaw. Do you remember DJ Sisalaw?
I do. Where is that name from? I remember that name.
They fought in Fort Smith or over at Muskogee at the first Strike King show that you came
that
to.
That is right. That's the one that I heard that name. You're right.
Yeah. So they're going to be fighting on the card. And then you got Brian Carroll taking on Brandon Priest.
Mm.
So some of these guys I recognize. It's going to be a good show. Pro-Am show, which means full Muay Thai rule go. That means elbows and everything.
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. Well, hey, okay, Barry Jr. Hey, we need to say hello to my buddy Rhonda Porter over at Herbalife. She has hooked me up. You realize that I have lost 6 pounds in 2 weeks?
Keep it going.
Wow.
I've been on this new diet program, and it's awesome. It's a shake for breakfast, or it's a smoothie for breakfast, a smoothie for lunch, and then a sensible meal. And like I say, I have lost 6 pounds, and 2 of those pounds came over the weekend, believe it or not. So
nice.
So once again, we want to say hello to Rhonda and Rainer over at Fayetteville Nutrition. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're serious about dropping some pounds, they're the folks to go to. Fayetteville Nutrition Center, go over, say hey to them, tell them Greg and the Greg Squirrel Show sent you, and they will hook you up. I'm enjoying the tea, believe it or not, the herbal tea. The herbal tea and the shot of aloe I get every day, because I used to suffer real bad from heartburn. But since I've been going over there 2 weeks now, and in the 2 weeks I've been going over there and having a little shot glass full of aloe juice every day, I have had no heartburns. And I even tried the dreaded fair food over the weekend, and no heartburn. Steven Seagal! So I am excited about that. So what's good with the boys down at XFI?
You know, I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet. You know, I don't have any updated info.
Well, are they kind of in a lull point right now, getting ready for the show?
I don't know. We're just in that time where, you know, we've got, how many days we got left? Hang on, let me go to the website. Let me go to the XFI.com.
We still got
and our ticker says 53 days, 2 hours, and 16 minutes until the show. And we're in that time frame where we've got some stuff worked out. We can't make it official yet because, you know, we still have a couple of hoops to jump through. But, you know, we think it's pretty safe. So, you know, I don't know, man. We're almost there.
Well, I'm excited about hearing about it. I mean, I am just so excited about hearing about it.
It's gonna be good.
I mean, I still wish I was going to be there, but, you know, I understand Tony and Darlene wanting to fulfill their commitments to the other announcer that they got coming in. So, no hard feelings. I just really want to be there.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we didn't even know we were going to have an October show, and then all of a sudden it kind of popped up, you know, and it was one of those, you know, cold chance in hell kind of things, you know. So, I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
Granny Hulkster still on the line with us. She is getting ready. She is getting to depart.
Uh-oh.
For Nashville.
Tennessee Takeover,
baby, Friday, September 6th. And Granny cannot wait. We are leaving Thursday morning early. We're going to get into Nashville sometime Thursday afternoon, hopefully around 4 o'clock. That'll give me time to rest up after all that driving and everything, so I can be pumped and psyched up and ready for Friday night. And I tell you, Clint,
I tell you, Clint.
Yes.
I have a couple of posters that I've made specifically for Genetic Perfection.
One says
Genetic Perfections Perfection section, and I've got like every other letter colored like blue, black, blue, black, blue, blue, for when they wear their blue and the black, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made one, it said Genetic Perfection, the new TCW Tag Team Champs, and I did
there
that pink, black, you know, for when they wear their kind of purplish pink colors, you know, tights. And then over in the corner of the top corner, I put a big number one, and then over the bottom corner, I put, now that's perfection.
Yes.
So I tell you, you know, I never thought I would ever see the day, Clint Davis, as long as I've known you, since I've been coming to TCW, that I would ever root for Genetic Perfection. You know, I started rooting for Michael Berry back in January when we did Tribulation, because I didn't like his opponents that he was having to face in the tournaments that they did when he first won the international championship for TCW.
Mm-hmm.
I rooted for Michael Berry that whole weekend. I never thought I would ever see the day where that would happen. And then, of course, in Fort Smith, I actually, you know, rooted for, you know, Alan Steele. And I'm just like, you know, I mean, he was absolutely stunned. I talked to him after the show at the meet and greet that night that they had at the pizza party for all the VIP ticket holders. You know, I talked to him and Rich Rude, you know. And I said, yeah, I bet you were really surprised when Granny was cheering you on. And he says, yeah. He says, I even told Michael Berry. He says, hey, Granny made me a poster, and she was cheering for me. And I said, yeah. I said, I'm surprised that Rich Rude didn't come over and put his hand on my forehead to see if I was sick or see if I was feeling okay. And he says, well, Granny, I would have done it, but I was kind of busy at the time, getting choked with a big old dog chain. But he says, I almost came over to tag you in to help me out, because I really could have used your help in that situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I'm going to have to, you know, because I've known Mr. Saturday Night a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know the kind of person he can be in that ring. And I can see myself rooting for Mr. Saturday Night. But all I know is somebody is going to have to severely spike the Kool-Aid for me to root for Genetic Perfection.
Well, you know what, Greg? I tell you, when I saw Mr. Saturday Night, Michael Berry, at Mid-States Wrestling, Jason Jones Legends show that they had just recently on the 24th of August, he said, yeah, he thinks Alan's finally starting to see the light of what it's being like to be on the good side. And, you know, I was teasing Alan here a while back, you know, back in January. I said, you know, matter of fact, the night of Tribulation, I said, well, you know, Alan, I said, you know, I put Mr. Saturday Night in that headlock there at Made Right that day when they had the meet and greet for lunch, you know, with some of the wrestlers. You know, I said, I put Mr. Saturday Night in the headlock. He says, are you saying that headlock you put him in made him good? And I said, well, it sure couldn't hurt. I said, he's good now. You know, he's kind of on the good side. So, you know, it was just my magical headlock, you know, and I'm not even having to put Alan Steele in a magical headlock for him to see the good side. So hopefully, you know, genetic perfection for a while will be on the good side, because, you know, they're not real happy right now. You know, like Rich said, they used to be friends with Boyd Bradford and the Bradford family and the Hounds of Hell. You know, they respected each other. But now, that's not, after what took place at Fort Smith at Back to School Bash number 4, that's not so much the case right now. They're not real happy with the Bradford family. They're not real happy with Boyd Bradford and the Hounds of Hell. And if I am not mistaken, I believe that Genetic Perfection is going to be facing the Hounds of Hell for the PCW Tag Team titles.
And they'll
and
win.
You know, and you know, Genetic Perfection had those PCW Tag Team titles for a very long time when they beat Tim Storm and Matt Riviera, you know, there at Fort Smith, you know, that night at the event center, you know, long time ago, that's way back. So, you know, and Genetic Perfection held those tag team titles quite a long time as champions, you know, if I remember. And I tell you, you know, I was teasing Greg today. I said, I may try to call in for a little bit Thursday, because we'll just kind of be pulling into Nashville about that time. So I may call in for a few minutes, but I may wait till Friday to call in, since that's the actual day of the show. I said, well, just think you can say, well, you know, folks, the Greg Squirrel Show is live from Nashville, Tennessee today. And even though I'm not in Nashville and Clint Davis is not in Nashville, how did you put that, Greg? You had a special...
Had a special war correspondent.
Yeah, had a special correspondent representing the Greg Squirrel Show in Nashville, Tennessee. So
live from the Tennessee Takeover, Granny Hookster.
Hookster.
And that would be me. And Greg, Clint, I have my new shirt too. My friend got my new Granny shirt done. It says Granny on top, and it's kind of in a brighter yellow than what my yellow shirt is, and it's kind of got red streaks in it. And then she put the name Hulkster in red letters on the bottom. But in the middle, it says Queen, and it's all, the word Queen is all in purple letters, and then Of is in white, and then it's a blue, green, and red letters for TCW. And then she made like a crown on top of the Q, kind of like, you know, and glittery, sparkly, rhinestone-y looking like.
Sparkly.
My shirt's going to say Granny Hulkster. In the middle, it's going to say Queen of TCW.
Nice.
It's sparkly.
And I'm wearing that, and because that has no autographs on it, so it's going to be fully ready to be autographed by some of the big superstars that I'm going to get to meet Friday in Nashville, Tennessee, which I can't wait.
Woohoo! Cool.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. And I know Tracy Smothers is going to be facing the Golden Girl, which I'm kind of happy about that. I believe Americos is going to be there. I believe Ricky and Robert, I believe the Rock and Roll Express is going to be taking on the Empire. Not sure which ones members of the Empire yet, because, you know, they've kind of got that clause. Remember, like, when the Freebirds wrestled, you know, they had the clause where they could choose whoever they wanted to pick, whoever they wanted to wrestle. Well, I think that's kind of what the Empire has been doing. You know, they're picking and choose who they want to put in their matches, you know, so... It's going to be very interesting Friday night, September 6th. King Shane Williams is going to be back. King Shane Williams is coming back. Yes.
He is the king, and I am not.
Yes, and he's going to be facing the loser Sigmund, which I'm very happy
about. No, Sigmund.
Yes. I'm very happy because I've got my Shane Williams posters ready to go and everything. I've got all my posters ready to go. So I've got quite an assortment to take to Nashville with me for the TV taping. So
You should make two signs. One says, I am not the king. And the other one says, I am not the man.
So, but I'm looking very forward to Tennessee Takeover this Friday in Nashville, Tennessee.
Good stuff.
Master Clint.
Muay Thai. Yes.
Guess what it's time to do.
Is it time to go over our NFL picks for last week?
Good boy.
Yes. Same page. I'm on the same page with you.
All right.
Stuck me right in.
Well, guys.
Yes, ma'am.
I hate to cut this short, but I'm going to have to get off because I've got several things to do to get ready for my trip before I leave Friday. So, but it's, Greg, I'm glad I got to come on and got to see you earlier this afternoon so I could come on and have this conversation with you about the anti-bullying thing because that was very important. So I'm glad I got to be a part of that. So.
Well, I'm glad you got to be a part of it too, Granny Hulkster. I appreciate you.
Yep, and you're welcome. And Clint, you take care of yourself, and when you see your kids, give those kids a big hug for Granny, even though I've never got to meet your kids, just, you know, give them a big hug for, especially that sweet Lily. I mean, I love her to pieces. She is so sweet when I've got to talk to her on the phone, so.
Yes, ma'am, I will. Thank you.
And I will, and if I don't talk to you guys Thursday, I will definitely try to call you Friday because the VIP meet and greet starts at 5 o'clock. So I will have probably an opportunity to call in for a short time on Friday to talk to you guys before Tennessee takeover.
Or at least call next Tuesday because that's my 32nd birthday.
Oh, well, of course. I will definitely have to do that too. So. You guys have a awesome rest of the week, and we love you guys, and be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Love you too. We'll talk to you later, Granny.
All right, bye.
All right, that's Granny Hulkster right there with us on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Legendary. She is such
the legendary Granny Hulkster. All right, Mr. Clint.
Yes, sir.
Let me pull him up here. All right, here we go.
Muay Thai.
Hey, just one time, would you say Mufasa?
Mufasa.
Do it again.
Mufasa.
Do it again.
Where are we at? Thursday's games. Oh, my.
What a wonderful day.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going down in order that you gave it to me. Lions versus the Bills.
That was the Lions on top,
35-13. Ooh, Clinton James won that one.
Ah, booyah.
Muay Thai.
The next one is
Colts and Bengals.
Yeah, Colts and Bengals. The Bengals won that one.
Well, we got all three of us picked that one.
The Bengals, all right. The next one should be the Jets and the Eagles.
Yes.
And I should have picked the Jets, and the Jets won.
You picked the Jets. Me and James picked the Eagles.
Ah, I'm 3-0, Jets.
Jags.
The next one. Yo, yeah. Jaguars and Falcons. The Jags won that one, 2016.
No way.
Yes, sir, 2016 Jaguars.
Oh, man.
Who won that one?
You.
I'm 4-0.
You're 4-0. Saints and Dolphins.
Saints and Dolphins. The Dolphins won that 24-21.
Wow, and all three of us had the Saints.
Wow.
Giants, Patriots.
Patriots, 28-20.
Well, James got that one.
Ha! James picked the Patriots.
Redskins and the Bucks.
The Redskins won that 30-12.
Yeah, all three of us had that one. Okay. Pittsburgh, Carolina.
Panthers won that one.
Wow, go Clint.
Yes, sir. I tore
Browns,
it up this week.
Yes, you did. Browns and Bears.
Browns.
Oh, wow.
Who won?
Because all three of us had the Bears.
Damn! You know, the Browns were 2-1. Now they're 3-1 in preseason play. So I don't know, man. They may have a good chance this year. Texans and Cowboys, everybody knows who won that one. Texans.
Did they?
Yeah, 24-6.
Wow. Okay, you suck. Packers, Chiefs.
The Chiefs. 30-8.
You lost.
The Packers had a safety in the third quarter. Minus two points.
Yeah, Greg, me and James picked the Chiefs. Clint had the Packers.
Ugh. Boo.
Boo Ravens Pack. Rams.
That would be the Rams, 24-21.
James won that one.
Damn, he's good.
Titans Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings won that, 24-23. One point.
There's another one for Clint.
Yes, sir.
Cards and Broncos.
The Cards.
Hey, you and me got that 34. One.
All right, good.
No, just you won that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, I got another one. The Cards.
The Cards.
32.
Niners Chargers.
This was an absolute blowout. 49ers 41, Chargers 6.
Wow, and just think, James picked the Chargers.
Ah!
While Greg and Clint picked Niners.
The Niners.
The Niners. Seahawks, Raiders.
Seahawks 22, Raiders 6.
Good job, you and me.
Man, I tore it up this week. What'd I lose, like 2 games?
Yeah, something like that.
Man.
There we go. There's that one. Let's jump over here before we do our predictions for this week.
Uh-oh.
Let's jump over here and look at the college side.
Boom, Muay Thai. Let's see. Who do we got?
We only had 4 games. Bama and Tech.
Let's see. Alabama. Yeah, I picked the upset. Yeah, I thought Virginia Tech would win.
Yeah, you and James picked VTech. Me, of course, picked Wisely.
Any Arkansas fan should have hoped for an Alabama upset.
Yeah, but also a smart fan realized Virginia Tech didn't have a snowball's chance in Hakuchujamama.
Hell. South Carolina and North Carolina.
Yep.
South Carolina won that, 27-10.
Yep, you and me got that one, and James picked North Carolina.
Tar Heels.
Oklahoma against Louisiana Monroe. That was
Oh, my gosh. They picked a shutout.
Oklahoma, go Sooners.
No field goals even. I mean, it was all the way across the board. Our quarterback ran for 103 yards.
Awesome.
This guy's like a freshman.
Sweet.
Good stuff.
All right. Here's the one that surprised me, LSU-TCU.
Oh, man. You know, LSU came away with that in the fourth quarter, but, I mean, it was all TCU. I mean, it was very, very, very close. You know, until the bitter end. So, I mean, I thought it was going to go toward TCU. I thought TCU was going to come away with the upset, but they didn't. Sad.
And then the Hogs and the Cajuns.
The Hogs.
The Hogs.
What was that score? I'm on the top 20.
Crap, I don't remember.
Let me find Arkansas, 34-14. Arkansas, 34.
So there's our picks.
Louisiana Lafayette, 14. Yeah, good stuff.
Arkansas actually looked good. You know, one poll has actually put Arkansas back in a bowl game just
Who?
Based off that. One of the columnists that I forget the columnist's name, but he like every week he tracks the polls, or not the polls, but the bowl games.
Uh-huh.
And starting preseason, he didn't even have Arkansas in a bowl game, and now he does.
Well, let me tell you something about that. You know, Arkansas fans, they like to beat up on Oklahoma every time we're ranked number one in the preseason polls. And now that Arkansas is in some preseason bowl game or whatever, I got to call BS on that. So I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma has a big test.
Yes.
Excuse me. Big test coming up this week on Fox at 6 p.m. It is West Virginia 1-0 at Oklahoma 1-0. You know, West Virginia is not ranked. Oklahoma is number 16 in the country. So, you know, this is going to be a good one. It's going to be a big one.
So who you picking?
You know, I hate to do this, but I'm going to pick West Virginia on this one.
All right. Well, I'm going with Oklahoma.
Are you?
I've tasted that Kool-Aid, so I'm going with Oklahoma.
I mean, you know, our defense is good, but, you know, West Virginia, you know, they showed up to play this past weekend. So, I don't know.
Arkansas versus Samford.
Arkansas. What about number 12, Florida, against the U, Miami? Miami is unranked, but they are always the U, so you never know.
You know, I'm going to jump out there, and I'm going to jump on the Miami wagon for this game.
Ooh. We're going to go SEC upset, Florida upset this week. I am also going to pick the U. I'm going to pick Miami.
All right. What else you got out there?
Muay Thai. Let's see.
You just like doing that, don't you?
I do. I love doing that, especially when my voice is good. Muay Thai. Ohio State, San Diego State. That's a bad deal there. Clemson. How about Clemson? Did you see Clemson this weekend? Oh my gosh! How about they rushed the field like they were completely unranked, and it was ridiculous. They rushed the field when they win against Georgia, and it made them look desperate. You know, I was tweeting back and forth with the Mighty Gwynn. I don't know if you are a follower of his ESPN radio show. Dylan Gwynn, follow him at the Mighty Gwynn. But you know, he was talking about that. He was talking about, you know, how Clemson rushed the field when they won, and it was like, who was that 1 year? Appalachian State, when they beat Michigan. You know, Michigan was ranked like number 4 in the country. You know, and it's kind of like that. Except in this case, Clemson was like number what, 8? Number 6?
Be honest, I do not remember what they were.
I mean, it's horrible. When you're ranked that high, you should not be rushing the field like you just won a national championship. That's bad juju.
Yeah, but those guys in Georgia, they don't like each other very, very well.
Yeah, but Clemson is in South Carolina. They're not even in Georgia.
Don't ask me, brother. I just go by what I know. All right, we got 3 games. Give us 2 more good games.
Number 6, South Carolina, against number 11, Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Does Georgia come back with a win, or do they go 0-2 and drop out of the rankings?
I'm going to have to go with Georgia just because I have never been a big fan of Steve Spurrier. So I'm going with Georgia.
I'm going to go with South Carolina because Mark Richt with Georgia is kind of like Big Game Bob here with OU. And, you know, he's not – I don't think he's prepared. I don't think they're going to win this game. So I've got number 6 South Carolina over number 11 Georgia, and let's see another game. Ooh! Number 14 Notre Dame against number 17 Michigan at Michigan.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go with Brian Kelly and the boys.
Is that who's that? Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
All right, I am going to go with Michigan on this one.
All right. All right. There's our five college right there. So
those are two really, really, really good games right there at the end here.
And especially this early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, this is what college football is supposed to be all about. This is, you know, number 14 against number 17, and then we got number 6 against number 11. And, I mean, it's going to be a regular hootenanny.
Yeah. Now, have you heard the new rumors?
About me or about you?
Well, no, about neither of us. We're safe this week. Well, we're safe for today. There may be rumors tomorrow, but never mind. Once again, the rumors are starting to swirl about SEC football expanding. They're looking at possibly either 2015 or 2016 expanding to a 16-league team.
Why would they do that?
Because everybody else is thinking about doing it.
Because you've got crappier teams like Arkansas and Missouri and you know, whoever, like Vanderbilt, they want to put that SEC patch on their jerseys. I mean, is that it?
I guess. Listen to the two teams that are thinking about joining the SEC.
Who?
Clemson.
No, that ain't going to happen.
And Florida State.
Nope, not going to happen.
Don't think so?
Nope. All will right. not happen. That will absolutely not happen. Mark my words. Today, September, what is it today, the 3rd?
September 3rd,
1 week from my birthday on the Gray Squirrel Show.
Thanks. You've seen my picture lately.
This will not happen. Absolutely
okay.
Will not happen. Clemson
All right.
and Florida State will always be in the ACC.
All right. Well, you know, with these shows are archived, so in 2016, we'll be able to come back and look at this.
Muay Thai.
Hey, let me save this, and then we can go back and do our pros. Cause how about Tebow finally got cut by New England?
Tebow!
Tebow!
Yes.
But, you know, yes, Tebow was cut. By
the Pats.
By the Patriots.
Yeah.
But there's already talk that they're going to re-sign him to the practice squad.
No, they can't do that. He belongs on a like a real team. It is so.
I'm just going by what Belichick has said.
I'm going to shoot the messenger here.
Why? Don't shoot me.
You realize we have 17 weeks of regular NFL season, and I am you and I both are about to start picking who's going to win.
Yes, I know that.
Thursday.
Oh, you talk about double bummer. Looking at the news wire, Indianapolis Colts have waived safety John Boyette a day after he was arrested for public intoxication.
That is ridiculous. Come on.
But, you know, I don't think it really. Did he really say this? Okay. Indianapolis police reports that the 23-year-old was upset he was not allowed into a downtown nightclub early Monday because he was already drunk. The report says when an officer attempted to arrest Boyette, he ran. After he was caught, Boyette repeatedly argued with police officers that they could not arrest him because I'm an Indianapolis Colts player.
He should have just gotten their face and said, Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
and that was it. And they would have let him off. I would have, you know, if I was a cop and somebody said Muay Thai, I would have been like, "All right, I'm out. I'm out on Muay Thai."
Don't tase me, bro. We're out of tickets, lady.
We're all out of tickets, especially front row. They're sold out.
Sorry.
So anyway, here's the story right here. Patriots coach Bill Belichick on Monday declined to rule out the possibility of re-signing Tim Tebow to the practice squad.
You know, I think somebody who is associated with Tebow said maybe you should pursue the Canadian Football League.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. hey, see if you can guess.
Uh-oh.
My impression now. Shut up, you stupid Americans!
I'm Drago.
No.
Oh,
I'm Drago. Nikolai Volkov.
Oh, Volkov. Okay, yeah.
You stupid Americans! Iron Sheik! Iron number one!
Muay Thai.
Wow. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fun you get with...
The Gray Squirrel Show.
The Gray Squirrel Show. Hey, you've heard who they... Do you happen to watch Sons of Anarchy?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, then you won't know who the hell I'm talking about then. So never mind. We'll just go on our merry way and be happy.
All right. We've got NFL picks for this week. Week one.
Skippy.
Muay Thai.
Skippy. Stop it. Damn it, Jim. I'm giving it all she's got. Mickey loves your rock. What is this, Impressions Day?
It is, yeah.
All right. Mazel tov!
Mazel tov.
Oh, and since, hey, we can do away with these since this is the first week. Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to make a whole new file.
I think, you know, Bill Clinton should pick.
I did not have relations with
Bill Clinton should pick. You know, I'm going to go with the Broncos over the Ravens.
You haven't even told me the first game. Hold on. Broncos versus...
Muay Thai. Broncos and Ravens.
All right. I'm picking Denver.
I am going with the Ravens. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No problem. That's all right. Float your boat. Float your boat there, Big Wheel. All right, next game.
The next game is Patriots and Bills at the Bills.
Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots, same here. The next one.
All right.
Bengals. The Bengals at the Bears. Yeah, Bears.
The Bears.
I'm going with the Bengals.
Really?
Yes, sir. New offense, new coach.
I want to test your football knowledge one day.
All right, let's go.
Not going to do it today because I've got to find it, but there is a trivia contest.
All right.
And it has all the teams in the NFL. I give you hints, and you got to guess who the team is.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to find it, and then one day later in the week, we'll take this football test and test your football knowledge.
Awesome. I'll give you a test. Who's going to win the next game?
Okay. Steven Seagal!
Steven Seagal!
Hey,
man,
Dolphins and Browns. This is a bad one. At the Browns.
I might have to go with the Brownies there.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm going with the Browns. Browns.
All right.
Next one is Vikings at the Lions.
Ooh, didn't they just play? I'm going to go with the Vikings.
I'm going with the Lions. No.
The Lions?
No, I'm going with the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, AD all day.
Almost caught you there, buddy.
Almost.
All right. Next game.
Raiders at the Colts.
Ooh. Colts.
Raiders.
I tried to make that game sound exciting, but I'm just like, it's the Raiders. So you're taking the Raiders.
I am. I'm taking the Raiders. D-Mac all day.
Okay, here we go. Next one.
Falcons and Saints.
Saints.
I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Okay.
They have a new offense. I mean, you know, Matt Ryan is always, QB, but they have new running backs. Got Steven Jackson from St. Louis?
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal!
Muay Thai.
All right. All right. Next one.
Buccaneers at the Jets.
I'm going to go with the Bucs.
Me too.
Rex Ryan does not. Any man who will walk out, any coach that will walk out and not even take part in the final round of a player cuts, that just doesn't instill any confidence in me.
Well, you know, any coach who's going to put in a fourth string offensive line and a starting quarterback and get his starting quarterback hurt, that is a bad, bad coach.
All right. Next victim.
Titans at the Steelers.
I got to go with Mike in Pittsburgh.
I'm going with the Steelers, yeah.
I just like Mike Tomlin. He's feisty.
He is, man. He's a good coach. Good man.
I like him. All right.
The next one is Seahawks at the Panthers.
I can't go against the Seahawks. They're just looking too strong right now.
Panthers. I got the Panthers all day. They're at home. Cam Newton. It's over.
All right. Next game.
Chiefs at the Jags.
Chiefs. Won't even.
They got a new coach, Andy Reid, from Philadelphia, who took them to a couple of Super Bowls. And the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs are going to make a huge, huge comeback here.
I agree. I think the Chiefs are going to, they made some good personnel pickups. So I definitely think that the Chiefs are, I think they're going to be overlooked. Based on their last couple of years, I think a lot of people are going to overlook the Chiefs this year.
I think so, yeah, just because of their, you know, their history.
All right, next victim.
Cardinals at the Rams.
Ooh, talk about toss-up.
Yeah. Let me go first here. I'm going to pick the Cardinals because they have a completely new offense.
Well, I'm going to go, for some reason, my gut instinct tells me to go with the Rams.
Well, you know, the Rams always have a good defense, but, you know, the Cardinals, they've got all new running backs. They've got a new quarterback. Who was that guy? Carson Palmer from Cincinnati is with the Cardinals now. So, I mean, I used to pick up Carson Palmer and drop him. I used to pick him up when my quarterbacks had bye weeks last year, or they were up against bad matchups, bad defenses, you know, in fantasy play. So, you know, I'm gonna pick Carson Palmer and the Cardinals.
All right. Next game.
Packers at the Niners.
Ooh.
Toss up, sir.
Bit major. Ooh. Wow. Niners.
I'm going to go with the Pack, always.
All righty.
The Sunday night game is Giants at the Cowboys. I'm going Giants.
Cowboys.
You're going with the Cowboys to get the Giants?
Yep. I may regret that later. Hold on.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Hold on, Skippy.
Skippy.
All right. Here's the Monday night matchup.
We've got two of them.
Ooh, okay.
We've got 5:55 our time. So, you know, 6 o'clock will be Eagles at the Redskins. I'm going Skins.
Yep. Hey, RG3 starting.
Yeah, he's 110%.
That boy's a freak.
The 9:15 game on Monday night is also on ESPN, and that is Texans at the Chargers. I'm going Texans.
Yeah, I agree. No, let's make it fun. I'll go San Diego just to be different.
Boo! Muay Thai.
All right, so there we go. It's good having you back on the show, buddy.
I know. We got it good. Texans, Chargers. Hey. I'm going Texans all the way.
Also, I wanted to throw this out there real quick. We got about 3 minutes left on the air. Boxing World lost a good fighter, Tommy the Duke Morrison.
One of the best ever.
Hey, he knocked out George Foreman.
No, he didn't knock him out. He beat him. Unanimous decision, 12
right.
rounds,
okay,
1993.
You have your memory, I have mine.
I was 12 years old when that happened.
Anyway, Tommy Morrison passed away over the weekend, so our thoughts and prayers are going out to Tommy Morrison and his family.
Yes. Good man.
Best remembered as Tommy Gunn in Rocky 5000.
5000.
Fat and weak. What a disgrace. Guess the champ got too lazy. Not going to fight now. He's just taking a face. Sold his gloves, threw his eggs down the drain.
Rocky
but
7.
He's no bum. Oh, okay.
Rocky 7 is coming out here pretty soon.
But it's not even called Rocky. How can it
no,
be?
No, it's called Creed.
Creed.
It's about Apollo Creed's grandson.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had kids.
I didn't either.
So go figure that one. Hey, don't forget to get out and support your favorite junior high and high school football team. Because, boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's fall. That means football. Our favorite time of year.
And Muay Thai.
And Muay Thai. Football and Muay Thai. It's the deadliest combination of all. All right. You got anything else, buddy?
I have absolutely nothing else. We've picked our football games. We have talked about headlines, what little we had. We talked to Granny Hulkster. We talked about genetic perfection. And
Steven Seagal!
And that's about it.
That's about it. All right, let's head it to the house because I got some. I can smell the Oriental food cooking up in my kitchen right now. So we're having some noodles and some chicken.
And some Muay Thai.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, tell your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Skrull Show, brought to you in part by Fayetteville Nutrition. So if you're wanting to lose. And
charity.
Entertainment. Mobile DJ service.
Mobile DJ services.
Oh, Sean Bell sent me a little happy face that's waving at me. Oh.
Sean Bell's with Wolfpack MMA in Grove, Oklahoma.
You know, I wish we could do that loud enough that we could get my dogs doing that. Wow.
Play it back for them.
Yeah, really. All right, let's go home.
All right, dude.
Let's go home. All right. Don't forget, 347-326-9073. Join us tomorrow right here on The Greg Skrull Show. See ya!
Peace!
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday.